Good morning. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. Police in Fond du Lac are investigating the shooting death of a 22-year-old Fond du Lac man. Police and fire rescue responded to the 800 block of South Main Street shortly after 4:30 Thursday morning. Sheriff's deputies assisted officers in locating three people in a parking area adjacent to the street. The victim was found with a gunshot wound and died at the scene. A 26-year-old Fond du Lac man was identified as a person of interest. A 21-year-old Fond du Lac woman and the person of interest cooperated with officers and detectives in the investigation. Police believe the incident was isolated, involving individuals who were known to one another. The investigation remains active. A 29-year-old Wautoma man is facing a child abuse charge after police say a 5-month-old baby was brought to Theta Care Hospital in Wild Rose with serious injuries and was spitting up blood. Wautoma Police and the Washera County Sheriff's Office responded to the hospital May 30th. Police said the infant's injuries were potentially life-threatening, appeared consistent with physical abuse, and left the baby unable to feed normally. The child was later transported to the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin for treatment. Investigators with Wautoma Police and Washera County Child Protective Services interviewed caregivers and witnesses, including Stephen Polvey of Wautoma. Police said Polvey told investigators the infant was fussy and that, quote, "sometimes you need to put your fingers into the back of the baby's mouth," unquote. Another caregiver reported the infant spit up blood after the baby was alone with Polvey. This according to the release. Police said Polvey was on probation for first-degree recklessly endangering safety in Sheboygan County and second-degree recklessly endangering safety in Washington County. They said he was taken back into custody by the Wisconsin Department of Corrections following the incident. The Washera County District Attorney charged Polvey on July 23rd with child abuse, recklessly causing great bodily harm. He's being held in the Washera County Jail. The 44-year-old Juneau man found guilty last month of killing his wife has been sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. A Dodge County jury last month found Zachariah Rosh guilty of first-degree intentional homicide and hiding a corpse. Tuesday, a judge sentenced him on the homicide charge and in addition to 6 years in prison and 5 years of extended supervision on the hiding a corpse charge. 37-year-old Crystal Rosh of Kleiman was last seen June 11th of 2024, but wasn't reported missing until June 23rd. While searching Zachariah Rosh's property in the town of Kleiman on June 26th of 2024, investigators found human remains in a burn area. Forensics identified a tooth belonging to Crystal Rosh. Crystal Rosh filed for divorce in 2023, and Zachariah's parental rights were terminated on June 17th of 2024. The 44-year-old Oakfield man suspected of killing his wife was arraigned in Dodge County Court this week. Tuesday, Aaron Nelson entered not guilty pleas to charges of first-degree intentional homicide and hiding a corpse. Charges stem from the death of his wife, 42-year-old Alexis Nelson. How will closing Fond du Lac County's inpatient behavioral acute health care unit affect law enforcement efforts? Bob Nelson has the story for Civic Media News.
By a 15-9 vote, the Fond du Lac County Board this week voted to close the unit at the beginning of 2027. Sheriff Ryan Waldschmidt says that SSM Health operates a similar unit at St. Agnes Hospital in Fond du Lac that is near the county's acute unit.
There is a behavioral health inpatient unit at St. Agnes Hospital at SSM, just adjacent to the acute unit, literally across the parking lot.
Waldschmidt says, contrary to some talk during discussions over the closing of the unit, it's not a way to save money as they look into building a new jail. He says the county's Human Services Department director proposed closing the acute unit.
The two topics are completely unrelated in terms of how this came forward, who moved it forward and proposed this, and it's the director herself that is proposing this. So
he says they also won't be taking someone who is suicidal or is having a mental health crisis directly to the county jail. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
Unemployment rates increased in all 72 Wisconsin counties in June. According to federal labor statistics, Dodge County's jobless rate was 2.8%, Waupaca County's 3%, and Fond du Lac County's rate was 3.2%. The unemployment rate for Winnebago County last month was 3.3%, and it was at 3.4%. 4% for both Green Lake and Washera counties. Unemployment rates also increased in all 35 of the state's largest cities. The cities of Fond du Lac and Oshkosh both had jobless rates of 3.6%. Jobless rates in the state were similar to what they were in June of 2025. And it's day five of EAA Air Venture at Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh. One of yesterday's highlights was the Spirit of Freedom, a C-54 aircraft known as the Candy Bomber, which returned to the EAA grounds Thursday for the second consecutive year. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.